Cyber One. We're looking at about 2-5 mics, but we're on the hump already. Good all you want.
There's another issue right now raised all across Europe. The excess mortality rate in the month of July 20, according to Eurostat, in the month of July, the excess mortality rate all across European Union went up 16% more. If you look on this map, you will see that the countries with the highest vaccination rate have right now the highest mortality rate. Everybody's avoiding answering this, I would say, logical question.
Now, throughout October in the UK, there was an average of 1,564 extra deaths per week. Now, in 2020, the first year of the pandemic, the average for 2020 was 315 deaths per week. Politicians and medical officers and scientific officers strutting over the telly every night, TV every night, and now we've actually got higher levels of deaths, and no one seems to be commenting on it at all. It is utterly bizarre and inexplicable.
The excess deaths we're suffering at the moment in this country, across Europe and in the Americas. What analysis is the government making of these excess deaths? But even a casual glance at the data shows that there's a very strong correlation between vaccine uptake and the level of excess deaths being found in that country.
The adverse effects are significantly underreported through the Yellow Card scheme. Based on the MHRA's own research, there may be as many as 10 times more serious adverse reactions, serious ones, not just any ones.
These include variations of the menopause cycle, including concerns about the long-term impact on fertility, whether people can have children, cardiovascular concerns, muscle issues, including carpal tunnel syndrome, serious autoimmune responses, which have been triggered.
What I am saying is that there's an urgent need for the government to get to grips with this issue before more and more people are duped into having vaccines which they probably don't need, are not going to do any good to them, and will present risks to their health.
Things are changing now. Their house of cards is tumbling down, and it is doing so rightfully. The people have a right to know what went on in these contracts with her exchange of SMS with C. Pfizer Bourla and the Pfizer representative answered in quite a clear way. So we all know now the people have been lied to. It was a gigantic lie. And on this lie, everything that governments, especially in the Western democracies, did to infringe on people's rights, to take away their freedom, to lock them in their homes, imposing curfews. All of this was based on that gigantic lie.
He passed away in his sleep while shooting a movie in the Dominican Republic.
The exact cause is not known, but in a Facebook post, the movie said it appeared to be a heart attack.
He rushed to the hospital after suffering a massive stroke.
Reaction to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine that left her unable to move her legs.
After getting the first dose, she woke up with no feeling from the neck down.
Thank you. health worker has developed blood clots after getting her COVID vaccine.
Collapsed 25 minutes after receiving the COVID vaccine Sunday morning. He died a short time later at the hospital.
He was taken to hospital after collapsing on stage while performing one of his most famous songs.
In Orange County, an X-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
The CDC now looking into reports of heart problems in young vaccinated teenagers.
In 16 to 24-year-olds.
You take all of the vaccines since 2010, and you compare 2021, this thing blows through the roof.
80% of the cases have been in young boys and young men.
I am in the hospital with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine.
The 14-year-old's heart stopped.
A 15-year-old boy died
after receiving his first dose.
16-year-old was rushed to the hospital.
Loved ones say the 17-year-old's heart stopped.
The elite runner was rushed to the hospital after suffering a heart attack.
High school football player has died
just hours after getting his second
dose of COVID vaccine.
After collapsing on the football field.
After collapsing in the middle of the game.
Collapsing during the game.
Collapsing on the tennis court.
Suddenly collapsing.
The player collapsed
and died.
After collapsing.
He collapsed.
He collapsed.
He collapsed.
There's a second player whose collapse is unusual. I've never seen anything like this. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, what's happening?
That is the big question. What caused this?
There has been a sharp rise in unexplained deaths.
Suddenly, from a mysterious syndrome.
Sudden adult death syndrome.
SADS is an umbrella term to describe unexpected deaths in young people.
There is some evidence that some sort of delayed rash.